kind of busy right now.
Podcast. Today, we're joined by trombonist, composer, arranger, and educator Brody Segan, an Allentown native releasing original music under his independent label, Brodacious Music, including the country rock single Make Love and Great Again and his new 1980s-inspired funk blues track I'm Kinda Busy Now. Brody holds a Master of Music in Jazz Pedagogy from the Frost School of Music and a Bachelor of Music in Trombone Performance from Penn State University. His career has put him on stage with artists and ensembles such as Arturo Sandoval, Carl Fisher, the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band, Harrisburg Jazz Collective, South Florida Jazz Orchestra, and many more. And we're going to talk today about his upcoming new chapters as a trombonist on Royal Caribbean and how you can find all of his music and everything like that. So Brody, welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So you said you're a Parkland High School grad. I want to learn more about how you originally got into this type of music. Just because, you know, like with popular music, it's kids go out and they start rock bands, right? And
right.
Your music is still, it's pop music, but, you know, it's leaning from that jazz, trombone, you know, DNA. So can you talk a little bit about your musical journey? When did you get started? And then what led you to kind of where you are now?
Well, I've been around music my whole life. The first musical group I remember listening to was The Wiggles, believe it or not.
Okay, and, sure.
Yeah. And when I was three, I attended a musical preschool. And that same year, I was also really getting into all the classic Disney songs, because I think that was the first time I went to Disney World. And a couple of years later, I started taking piano lessons. And that's really helped with my scales and music theory, even though I was really struggling with it at the time. But a couple of years later, I picked up the trombone when I was in fourth grade, and that's been my primary instrument ever since.
I mean, talk about, like, I know many people who have played trombone in band, you know, in high school and then in college. And then after that, you know, kind of what do you do? I mean, I guess if you're high level, you do what you're doing. But a lot of people, you know, they move on to their careers. You know, what for you was the moment where you said, hey, I'm graduating and I'm taking this and I'm going to go with it?
Yeah, I actually don't think I decided to major in music until I was going into 12th grade. But it's just something that I've been doing all those years, and I enjoyed it. It came not easy, but I could tell that it was what I was born to do. And I just, throughout high school and middle school, I did as much as I could with the jazz bands, marching band, district band, district orchestra. And it just felt like a calling then.
So you go to Penn State then, right? How does that all work for you? Talk about your college experience in terms of, were you in the band at all in college?
I was in some bands. Yes. So it's funny because if you go to Penn State as a music major, the first question everyone asks, oh, are you in the blue band? And no, I never was.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I started off as a music education major, but my fourth semester, I switched to trombone performance, and I played in the jazz bands, jazz combos, symphonic band, later symphonic wind ensemble. I played in the orchestra semester. I got a minor in jazz performance, And I was also getting more into writing at this point, especially my junior and senior year. So I just tried to get as much versatile experience as possible, because my teacher, Mark Lusk, always said, versatility leads to longevity.
Sure. So like when you then are, you get your degree and you're kind of going out into the wild, so to speak, what is your methodology? Are you networking and trying to get, hey, I'm trying to get a spot on this record? Are you just looking to educate? Is it a combination of things?
Yes. It's something that I started doing while I was still in school, just reaching out to local musicians, whether it's wherever I am at that current point in time, like Miami State College here, and taking as many accomplished musicians' advice. Take all their great advice and never quit and do the best, and just reach out and offer your services and advertise and be versatile, be a team player. And so it's all the above, honestly.
Sure. And you take from when you listen, I listened to a couple of the tracks this morning. It's a lot of variety and as well as versatility. You know, Make Loving Great Again is like more of a country rock. I'm Kind of Busy Now leans into 80s inspired funk. I talked to my wife about this, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I want you to, like, I hope this is a good term, but I'm like, it really reminds me of yacht rock, some of the stuff. And I'm like, I could get down with this, which is, you know, music that, you know, is really popular again. So kind of talk about how you make music. Do you just love a lot of different genres and you go with that for a little bit? And how does it work?
I do. There's a lot of genres that I like, and I want to be able to write for all of them. And every song is different. You know, it depends what I'm hearing in my head, what I'm going through at the time. And I also think it's important to draw from current events, but in a way that is timely and timeless. So for example, in the summer of 2021, speaking of yacht rock, I wrote a song called Social Renaissance, and it celebrated the lifting of COVID restrictions, like appreciating the simple things in life that we took for granted, like social renaissance. It's been far too long since I've seen that smile on your face. So it's like smile. Are we talking mask? Are we talking? So, Yeah. And so that's what I was hearing in my head at that time, something bouncy and fun. I'm Kind of Busy Now is, I actually got that from Prince's Vicky Waiting, Tim Burton's Batman.
All right.
Yeah.
That's so cool. This is fun. Just a quick aside. I had that. That was like one of my first albums I ever listened to on cassette tape. I had it when it came out back in the day. I remember I would listen to it on the bus. They had like Bat Dance.
Yeah.
And everything on that. I had that on cassette. I love it. So, yeah, I mean, that's great that you can kind of take in all different types of genres. And you have your own label, Brodacious. I may have said that incorrectly earlier. Brodacious Music.
Yeah.
Can you talk just a little bit about that in terms of, I would imagine that current technology makes it a little easier for you to get your type of music out to an audience that maybe couldn't have, maybe didn't reach before. So talk about your label and kind of what you do.
So that is my independent label. As far as how it got its name, one of my teachers, Marco Marcinko, said that one day, Brodacious, and it stuck ever since. Running an independent label is great because it gives you a perspective on being a leader or collaborating, pre-production that you wouldn't have had otherwise. And it's great to collaborate with multiple people who understand your vision. And that's something else is, I think a lot of people starting out think that they have to do it all. And that's impossible. I think the filmmaker Quentin Tarantino once said in a speech, it's not your job to create your vision. It's your job to have a vision and find people who understand that and help with that. Of course, you also got to do a bunch of other stuff.
Well, yeah, you can't just like show it. There's many things too. But no, it's a great perspective You've worked with a lot of different groups. You mentioned Florida. So I want you to tell me in a second, like, how do you wind up in Florida? But you've PA Jazz Institute. You've worked on films, right?
Yes.
You know, you work with big band and Latin bands, the Scranton Jazz Festival. You're going to be up there after this publishes, but for their Christmas thing. Number one, how do you wind up in Florida? Talk about that. And how do you get to all these different things? Again, is it just keeping your ear to the grindstone, or so to speak?
Well, it was a lot of my professors who have the connections that they do, and they get me a gig in their band, and I'm very thankful for that. As far as how I got to Florida, yes, I decided to do my master's at the University of Miami.
There you go.
And they just had a great program, and I visited and fell in love with the campus. And I've always loved warm weather. And
I bet that was a lot of fun. Like that, I bet that was a great time. You know, and the music in the city too. Just, you know, experiencing all that.
Yeah. And
there you go. I want to talk a little bit too about you're going up to the jazz festival in Scranton.
Yes.
How does something like that work? And talk about that a little bit.
So every year, the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band, under the direction of Marco Marcinko, has shows not only during the Scranton Jazz Festival in the summer, in early August, we just had our 20th annual, but every December, we have at least one Christmas show, and it's a toy drive, so Toys for Tots, or maybe it's something else, but like that similar thing, right? Of a toy drive.
Yeah.
We play arrangements from Duke Ellington's Nutcracker, Shorty Rogers' Nutcracker, some other Christmas classics with guest vocalists. And
yeah, you work with a lot of different guest vocalists. Was it Denise Ferrara, Sam Godfrey? Can you talk a little bit about those collaborations?
Yes. So while I was writing Make Love and Great Again in February 2025, this was around Valentine's Day. I was living in Miami still. I knew that Michael Ford, I'm a friend who I went to school with, knew Sam Godfrey, a country vocalist, and I thought that the song would be good for him. But we also decided to add a female vocalist later, so I found Denise on Fiverr.
Really?
That's
got to be fun to collab, because, you know, you're coming from such that instrumental side, and then the vocalist is bringing their dynamic to it. That's got to be really fun the first time you hear what they're, you know, how they're coming at it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Let's talk a little bit just about, you know, your music in general. Jazz is timeless. Like, there will always be jazz music, but it just feels like this type of music. I mentioned yacht rock, kind of fun. But really, it truly feels like the audience is there, and it seems like it's more popular than it has been. Can you talk about that a little bit? You're a younger guy, and you're really into this stuff. Talk about that. There's got to be lots of you out there.
Yeah, there are. I think it's a lot of things. I think people are recognizing that a lot of what they like today is because of the influence of jazz. And,
sure.
And I think, I mean, jazz encompasses so many things. It's at its birth, it was a gumbo of a bunch of genres of blues, marching music, gospels, and ragtime, etc. And I think about a lot of the music that I like personally, that classic American theater, Cole Porter, Harold Arlen, Irving Berlin.
Sure.
They would write songs for musicals that were like later used in movie adaptations or later turned into jazz standards. And it could just be so many things. And that's what jazz is. It's versatile. It's meant to evolve.
It's just timeless, right? Like,
yeah.
Like you said, those songs are never going, some of those Irving Berlin, like they're never going to get old ever. You could play them today and it sounds like the first time. So yeah, I love it. I just love the excitement for, you know, the classic stuff. But when you're putting stuff out, you're putting out new and I don't want to use like pop, but it's new pop music that, you know, is connecting at a current time. It doesn't sound old is what I'm trying to say. But, and I want to talk about like what you're doing. You're heading off to the Royal Caribbean, which I'm sure is exciting. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what your experience, what you think is going to be happening as you head off in December here to, I guess, tour at least part of the world?
Yes. So I knew after coming out of grad school that I wanted to be a cruise ship musician for some time, however long. Hopefully it's a while.
Sure.
But yes, I'm looking forward to playing in show bands and traveling. Spending this winter traveling to Puerto Rico, Jamaica, the Caribbean, Mexico. And
I gotta be honest, dude, if I was saying I'm not jealous, I'd be lying. It sounds like a lot of fun to be playing like that, living your dream. And I'm sure that's a lot of fun, but let's, you know, hey, 5-6 years down the line, do you think you're going to continue to be putting out records and stuff? Is that something that you're looking forward to do when you get on land again?
Absolutely. I hope to just keep doing my thing with Brodacious Music and working as a freelance trombonist as I have been. Ultimately, sure. I'm looking to grow my songs, and I'm open to collaborations and commissions and just getting the word out. If anyone wants a film score, I'm happy to do that as well. My long-term goal is to be a songwriter like Irving Berlin and Cole Porter, as sure. I described, of I write the song and artists of future generations can cover it in their own style, in their own way. And
I love it. I love it. And I love that, you know, I talk like such an old man now, but the younger generation has such an appreciation and such a talent for it. You know, it's a pleasure to listen to some of these songs this morning. We were grooving to them. So like genuinely, I appreciate you coming on. We're looking forward to it. Where can people find out more information about Brody Segan?
Well, my website is brodysegan.com. My Instagram is @BrodySegan, which is also my YouTube handle. My Facebook page is Brodacious Music. That's Bodacious with the R. And
yeah, well, hey, you keep it simple. I love that. Brody, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You can find all of the links that we were just talking about in the show notes. And we're looking forward to following you in the future.
Thank you. Fun.